Is there
Hello,
something
Aaron
I'm
Woods.
missing here,
Hear
TK?
that, brother. Come on. What's happening?
Geez, you're on that sexy calendar, Woodsy, are you?
You like
nah,
cricket.
Mate, I leave it to you, mate, Andrew. I've still got it.
He got, voted off. Voted off Survivor.
Couldn't believe it, Loz. You just didn't play the game, mate. It's too nice.
See, that's what happens when
he
you
didn't
be that
want to get
nice
involved,
guy.
Did he?
Nah, mate. He's just offensive and just went around. And mate, you see he chipped his tooth?
Oh,
I didn't see
it.
That.
Yeah, that's...
Talking of Survivor then, Woodsy, who would win Survivor if a Sharks play? Who would you send out as your representative on Survivor?
Probably Gal, mate. He's been playing rugby league for 20 years.
Yeah.
He knows how to wheel and deal too, Gal.
He'd be blindsiding bloke.
Oh, what? There'd be some, who'd be the best one? Best rugby league player that you have played with that you'd reckon would handle Survivor?
Probably have to say Jimmy Maloney, mate. You can put him in any situation, any team. But it only has to be a 2 or 3 week period, mate. You couldn't be there like any longer with him.
Oh, I was about to say.
He would be good, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wouldn't worry Jimmy. Wouldn't worry Jimmy to tell a few lies.
Any environment you put him in, he can adapt.
Hey, mate, before we get to all things Cronulla, in fact, well, Jimmy's not going to be there, mate. You were going to be taking on Jimmy Maloney on Friday night, isn't it? But he's not going to be there. What did you make of the judiciary, Woodsy? You can imagine the talk back this morning. It's all been, well, how does Jimmy get 1 week? And more about how does Sam Burgess concuss your player in Matt Moylan, who's not playing this weekend because of concussion and got taken from the field eventually last weekend after the hit from Sam. How's he play this week? And Jimmy misses a week for a trip.
DK, mate, I think we spoke about the other week, the old Russian roulette, mate, you know. Look, as I said, we prepared if Jimmy was going to play. We all thought he was going to get off, to be honest with you. You know, we didn't think there was really much in it, to be honest with you. And to see that outcome, we were a bit surprised. And then, you know, obviously with Semi, you knock someone out, it's hard to think that he'll be playing next week. And especially because, you know, Matty Moylan, he didn't pass the concussion test on Monday, so we just couldn't play him because he's still having some bad symptoms. So, mate, like I said, you go to the judiciary, anything can happen. So, you know, and you know, credit to Sam, he went and fought it and got off, but Jimmy didn't. So, you know, if you leave it in the judiciary's hand, anything can happen.
You touched on Matty Moylan. How is he, mate?
Yeah.
And how was he after the game and on Monday when he came to training?
Yeah, Loz, look, he was pretty good straight away. I think they said it was a bit more delayed one, you know. So straight after the game, he was all good. Even when he finished the game off with us, he obviously went off with HIA a couple minutes later. But he got through that and finished the game well. We didn't have any recovery on Sunday, but we had recovery on Monday. And, mate, he just couldn't pass the concussion test. Like, I think he was a bit wobbly with his balance and... I think he still was a little bit crook in the head. So they did say it was a bit more delayed one. But each day this week is getting a bit better. And it's a short turnaround, so you just can't risk it. And I think it's part of the NRL protocol as well.
Where did that form come from last weekend? You smashed the South Sydney team up.
Oh, look, Loz, you know, we played well. But, you know, we're still leading 24 points, so it's disappointing. But I think just our start, you know, just holding the ball. I think with that 5 week period when I was talking to you guys, you know, our possession, we just were turning over possession in our own half. I think statistically wise, in the NRL, we do the most tackles on our own 20. So we're just giving teams too many shots inside our own 20. So we've just tried to simplify our game and, you know, obviously getting someone like Wade Graham back, you know, Matty Moylan as well at the back. And, you know, I thought Josh Dugan had probably his best game of the year. I thought he was outstanding for us. So. We've just got to work on our cohesion as well. Sometimes we're probably playing a little bit too much footy instead of just tucking it up and just playing percentages. But the biggest thing for us that we changed, we just held the ball and just kicked to the corners and made South work out their own end.
I think Wade Graham just provides so much for this team.
Fafita was back too.
Fafita was back, but there's just something about Wade Graham when he plays... In any team he plays in, he's got that variety that not many back rowers have. And he becomes, you know, an extra guy in your team that can provide spark with the football.
Oh, 100%, Loz, you know. And he's a player that, you know, when you see him put his jersey on next year, I think a lot of players lift, if not all of us. But like you said, Loz, you know, he's a back rower. He can run a tough line. You know, he can play some little skills with his centre and his winger. mate, he's tough. You know, he's defensively awesome for us, as you've seen the pressure he put on Adam Reynolds early on. And even with the kicking game, you know, sometimes teams rely on their halves to do all the kicking. We can do a two-pass shift to him where he can bring up their wingers and then put a little kick in behind. So he's just a threat all over the park with attack and defence. So it does free up, you know, Tony Townsend and Sean Johnson. And I think having Wade back, I did see, you know, Shawnee was a lot more, it looked like he was a lot more free, and so did Chatty. So, mate, we just got to build on that and just keep everyone in the park. And, you know, if we keep doing that, obviously we're going to hopefully make the eight.
Yeah, Woodsy, it sort of looks good, the table at the moment, because you're in seventh. But the fact, the reality is, mate, you're on 9 wins, which is the same as the West Tigers and the Panthers. And the Panthers, on the same amount of wins, aren't in the top eight, and you're seventh. So, geez, you're a long way from being secured, aren't you?
No, exactly right, TK. You know, I think, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were out of the eight. We'll come in, I think we'll come a 12th on the weekend at one stage. So, then you have one win and you jump up to seventh. So, mate, this competition is so close, it's so tight that, you know, you need to be on week every week. If you're off by that one, you know, that one inch, you know, it costs you your position in the eight. So, and like you've seen with us and the Tigers, we've won the last 2 weeks and we've jumped a couple of spots on the ladder. But, and the good thing about the competition at the moment is all the teams that are sort of on the same points are playing each other, or they're playing, you know, the teams that are fighting for a top four spot. So, it's a really healthy competition at the moment. And like I said, if you're for that 1 week, it can really hurt you.
Yeah, well, you've got no excuses now, Woodsy, because there's only 5 weeks to go and you're...
Apart from Moylan.
Moylan's out. Yeah. But, you know, you're in the top eight. So destiny's in your own hands. Yeah, you control where you finish.
Exactly right, Loz. You know, it always is, but definitely now we're down to the crucial part of the year. You know, we play in the next couple of weeks. So obviously we play Panthers this week. You know, we've got the Warriors that are around about the eight as well. We've got Tigers and Canberra as well. So it's good that you get to play the teams around you, because instead of being a 2-point win, it's like a 4-point win. You can sort of jump them a bit more. So, yeah. Like you said, mate, the destiny's in our own hands. So, you know, it comes down to us at the end of the day. If we're not on, then, you know, we don't deserve to be in the eight. So, yeah. And look, we just need to keep building, mate. Obviously, we've got Moylan out this week, but other than that, we're a full-strength squad, so there's no excuses now, big fella.
Yeah, and you don't want it to get down to that final round, mate, because the West Tigers are at Leichhardt. You've got the West Tigers at Leichhardt, and you know a bit about that. And plus, that'll be Robbie Farah's farewell to Leichhardt. You can imagine what that's going to be like.
Oh, exactly. It's okay, mate. That was when I was at the Tigers, that was one game. You know, that was the games you looked at on the calendar, either a Leichhardt or a Campbelltown game, because, you know, the old faithful guy get out there and, mate, it's like we grow a leg. So, you know, it's obviously Robbie's last game and at Leichhardt, if they're in contention with the eight. And, you know, it's for us as well, it's Gow, you know. Big Paul Gallen's last game has went on the eight. So, mate, we want to send him off on a high. So we really don't want that to be our last game. And we just got to keep building, mate. It sounds boring, but we got to take it 1 week at a time, mate.
Well, we wish you all the best this weekend, and it starts with taking on Penrith on Friday night, 8 o'clock kickoff. You need to win this game, and I'm sure if you put your best foot forward, mate, you can do that. So thanks for coming on the program again, mate.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.